Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast reading to you today from Kenneth E. Hagin's book, Growing Up Spiritually. And yesterday we ended with a funny story. Brother Hagin was pastoring and there were these two little old ladies in the church, and they should have been matured, but they weren't matured. And he said, sometimes little babies, you know, they get spoiled. They want their bottle. They don't want to go off the bottle. And he said, sometimes it's that way with people in churches. And he's talking about these two women, and they just wanted to be petted all the time. And he said, they'd miss church on Sunday just so he would come and visit them on Monday. So he stopped it and didn't go to visit them. And Brother Hagin, writing about these things, he said, we ought to grow enough spiritually so that instead of someone's having to come and visit us and pump us up and prop us up and pray with us and feed us, we are able to be out helping others. When weaning time comes, we ought to thank God for it. Actually, if a child is weaned properly, he writes, when weaning time comes, the baby will turn its face away from the bottle. If it isn't, you have a cry on your hands. If you can just keep people on milk, they will grow. Peter said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. I have actually had pastors say to me, Kenneth Hagin writes, in trying to tell me I was giving their congregation a little too much.
A little too much?
Meat.
Milk, meat.
Yeah. Now, Brother Hagin, they'd say, I know my congregation should be better than they are, but you have to be careful. All they can take is a little milk. All I ever feed them is a little milk. I said, Kenneth Hagin was bold. I said, no, you haven't even given them milk. You've been here, Pastor, 30 years. If they had been getting milk, they would have grown. Peter said that they would grow thereby. They didn't grow, so they weren't even getting milk. They were just getting Blue John. Blue John is milk with all the cream taken out of it. Today we probably call it skim milk. In the olden days, people didn't want Blue John. They wanted milk with some cream in it. Babies are easily frustrated, easily distracted, easily hurt. The Lord wants to bring us to the place where we're not so easily frustrated. He wants to bring us to the place where we're not so easily distracted. He wants to bring us to the place where we're not so easily hurt. So in the babyhood state of growth, there are some things you want to keep: the innocence, the teachability, the zeal. But there are some things you got to lay aside. You can't be a baby spoiled all the time and wanting your way. Things have got to go your way all the time, selfish. Those things you need to give up, because you're growing up into the next stage of spiritual growth. Chapter 3, Kenneth Hagin entitles it Childhood, and uses the scripture to open it, that we be henceforth no more children. Ephesians 4:14. Hannah, read.
Paul is talking about spiritual children here. He wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus, and we know they had at least 12 men in that church. Acts 19:7 tells us about 12 men, and I'm sure they had more. When Paul said that we henceforth be no more children, he was talking about that they would be no longer spiritual children, but would grow up spiritually. Characteristics of the childhood stage of spiritual development are similar to the physical. Unsteadiness. When my son was a boy of 13 or 14, I told him to mow the yard. The way he grabbed that lawnmower and lit out, you'd have thought he would have had it mowed in 30 minutes. Back then, we had a push mower. The yard wasn't too big, and he could have had it mowed in 45 if he kept at it. I had to go to town to attend to some business. When I came back about an hour and a half, there sat the mower in the middle of the yard. He made about 2 trips after I'd left. I began to look for him. I asked my wife where he was. I don't know, she said. Didn't he go with you? No, I said, and I looked to see if I could find some boys playing ball on the corner. I knew if they were, that's where he'd be. They were, and he was. He was unsteady. You couldn't depend on him. As have been said many times, you can't put a grown head on a child. You can't. The same thing is true spiritually. A mother tells her young daughter, I want you to do the dishes and sweep the kitchen. I'm going next door for a little bit. The daughter starts out all right, but when the mother returns, the dishes are unwashed or half done, and she can't find Mary anywhere. She goes outside and begins to call her. After a while, she goes to the neighbors on the other side, and Mary is there playing dolls with Susie. Children in the natural are unsteady, unreliable, impressionable, spasmodic. Spiritual children are the same way. When a new pastor comes to a church, everyone comes. I've gone to pastor a church and people will gather around, pat me on the back, shake my hand and say, Brother Hagen, I want you to know I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm behind you. 6 months went by and I didn't see them. 9 months went by and I didn't see them. I thought, well, now they're behind me. They said they were. The trouble was they were so far behind me, I never could reach them. They were too far behind to do any good. Then as an evangelist, I went from church to church holding meetings for several years. The first service or two, some people will get in and shake my hand and hug my neck and tell me, bless God, I'm with you. I believe this is it. We're going to have a meeting. Then we'd run 2 or 3 weeks without seeing them again. The last Sunday night when the pastor would announce we were closing, I'd had them run up to me, look at the pastor like he didn't know what was going on, and say, he's not going to close this meeting, is he? As far as they were concerned, it had been closed all the time.
You know, out at Prayer Mountain today, some people came in who had been to Faith Life Church, where Pastor Keith Moore is teaching on faithfulness to God and faithfulness to the work of God. The local church is a work of God. The local church is an important being, and oftentimes people just don't be faithful to a local church. Pastors can't really count on them. And it's like out here at Prayer Mountain. I mean, we've got to be able to count on you. Hannah, I've got to be able to count on you. When I'm ready to go to a meeting, I need to know that you're going to go with me and you're gonna help me. And Jared, we can't come out here and make radio and you're not sitting there. And just in every way that you're faithful to study and faithful to minister, you're faithful to God, but you're also faithful to people. Faithful to the work of God. No one is an island. No one's standing alone out there. You are faithful. And unsteadiness, not being able to be counted on. We can't count on him. He might not show up. That's a sign of immaturity.
I learned that in athletics, the discipline of that every day going to practice. And whether you felt it or not, you had to be there. I mean, that was the foundation. I mean, if you weren't at practice, I mean, you know, it could be costly to the whole team. You know, you would hurt them if there wasn't enough people to play, and then they would have to fill into your place, and then it would, you know, you would get tired easy because you wouldn't have that other person there, so you're trying to do their role in what you'd normally do.
Yeah, you have to be faithful to a team. A team in God. A team, any kind of a team. And Hannah and I were talking about this in the car. You know, you have to do things you don't want to do.
Uncomfortable.
Right. Yes.
And she was talking about basketball, of course, is that you don't always want to practice dribbling. You'd rather shoot. You know, you just rather shoot and work there on your shot. But if you don't practice dribbling faithfully, they're going to come along, take that ball away from you, and you're never going to get a shot.
Right.
So you have to do things you don't like to do. You might have to start out, and often this is used, cleaning the bathroom. You know, well, I'm called to the pulpit ministry. Well, if you're not faithful to do those things, he can't trust you. And so it's a child, it's a mark of immaturity when people can't be faithful in the little things. And so curiosity, Hannah, this is another childhood trait Brother Hagin talks about.
Children are full of curiosity. Just as sure as you come in with a sack and set it down on the kitchen table, our second granddaughter,
Cookie,
about 8 at the time, would be in that sack. She was full of curiosity. She wanted to know what was in there. Some of these spiritual children that have never really grown up spiritually, though they've had time and opportunity, as sure as they can catch a little bit of gossip going, want to know who. They're full of curiosity. Curiosity is the characteristic of a child. If you tell a child not to look in a closet, he was going to get in it as sure as the world. Curious. Spiritual children are the same way. They're always poking their noses in the other fellow's business. The Word of God teaches us to tend to our own business. God doesn't want you poking your nose into the other fellow's business. Learn to be quiet and tend to your own business. I was pastoring a church when one fellow wanted to know what all I was doing with my money. I said, "What are you doing with yours?" He said, "That isn't any of your business." I said, "I don't consider it any of your business what I'm doing with mine." He got the point, you know. It is no more the church member's business what the pastor is doing with his money than it is the pastor's business what the church member is doing with his. Curiosity is a characteristic of a child.
You know, I have known people that were absolutely almost addicted to gossip. And I mean, they felt like they had to know every single thing going on. And they would ask you prying questions so that they could find out what was going on. And then you have people, now I'm just telling you this so you can pray about it.
Right.
And
right.
It's gossip. It's terrible gossip. Curiosity. And that is a sign. Gossiping, even under the name of prayer gossiping, is an immaturity. Sign of immaturity. And we see it too much. People telling tales, talking about other ministers. Well, you got to know, did you know this is going on, that is going on? It's actually lining up with the accuser of the brethren.
And even, you know, ministers.
I know.
Need to watch it.
And very sad, very sad.
Had that visitation.
Yeah, Jerry Savelle had that visitation. And so we're going through this book this week, and until we finish it, Growing Up Spiritually by Kenneth E. Hagin. That is the need of the church. You can get it from us. Of course, you can get it from the Hagin Ministry, but you can get it from us. We're offering it on a special price of $8 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org and mention radio. Shalom.